Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Hawk Talk podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. I'm your host, Cade Beaton, and with me today is John Jennings and Ryan Riggs. John, you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I think you should introduce yourself first. No,
you're the host. Oh, yeah, I guess, sure. So my name is Cade Beaton. I'm a junior at Quincy University. I play men's lacrosse. I'm a major in sport management. I grew up in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. I played hockey my whole life. I'm a huge sports fan. I love baseball. Cheer for all the Canadian teams. And that's a pretty good breakdown of myself.
Thank you very much, Cade.
Okay, John, you want to introduce yourself now?
Yeah, so I'm John Jennings. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Grew out in a suburb, Eureka, Missouri. Shout out to all my Eureka homies. It's my junior year at Quincy. I've played lacrosse for, I'm on the men's lacrosse team here. I've played lacrosse for about 8 years of my life. I'm majoring in sports management with a minor in marketing and entrepreneurship. And that's about it.
Nice. All right, Ryan, you want to wrap up the introductions here?
Yeah, so I'm Ryan Riggs. I am from Burlington, Washington, a little small town. I play men's lacrosse here at Quincy University. I'm a senior, so I'm the old folk here now. Yeah, business management major, and other than that, it's pretty laid back on my side.
Nice, nice. All right, you guys ready to get it started? We're going to talk about the last 2 weeks here at Quincy. So the school year just started up, meaning that the sports year started up. So first, let's break down a little bit of the football game we watched here at home last week. The Hawks lost an absolute heartbreaker to Chadron State. We had the lead late, unfortunately. We lost it. We actually made a great comeback, though. We were down, I believe it was 22-0.
22-0.
Yeah.
Going out of the first quarter.
Yeah, after that. And then came back. Defense played unbelievable in that second half.
The only downside to the defense was they couldn't stop the running attack for at least the first half. They started to figure it out going into the second half, but that was kind of the downfall of the defense. But from that first quarter through the rest of the game, they were their passing defense was really good. They're getting to the quarterback, making him make some bad throws. There's a lot of upside to that defense,
yes,
especially that D-line.
I totally agree with you. I think, honestly, watching their defense in the past 2 years, that secondary is probably the best it's ever been. I know it's early because it's the first game, but they always had troubles with the deep ball last year, and it looked actually really good in the game this year. On the offensive side of the ball, I think you can see how much they miss BJ on that O-line, because the running game was, in the beginning at least, was basically like non-existent. Quarterback wasn't getting much help. He was getting pressured a lot. Also, new quarterback in. What'd you guys think of him? John, what'd you think of the new quarterback?
Well, I liked him. I think he played, I mean, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I think he works well with our offense, and I think he's a very hard worker, and I think he played very well for his first game. You know, he's got to come to the school, learn all the playbook and whatnot, but I think he did very well for his first game.
It's kind of a weird offense, I think, to learn. I'm going to go back to that defense. Trajan, who's one of the DBs, he got injured, I believe, in the last game of their season last year. I think he suffered an ACL tear, and he got to see his first action in 8 months on Saturday, and he looked pretty good, got back into the game. I'm excited to watch him as the season moves forward. Going back to the quarterback, I think that first quarter, he was definitely shaky. He missed a couple just out in the flat passes, but after that first quarter, he figured it out, and I think he ended up throwing for 160 something odd yards. Figured it out, and I think that offense fits him pretty well. He has the ability to run. He also has the ability to throw the ball, and it's a pretty simple offense when you get down to it. It's a run and shoot. You know, run right down the middle, get a couple yards, get the linebackers off the line, and then be able to pass from there.
So the final stats for Drake Davis, he was 16 for 27 with 165 yards, one passing touchdown, two sacks, which is unfortunate, but running game was pretty good. Both running backs combined for over 100 yards. Receiving was very good. Travis Isaac with 79 yards. Beautiful game from him. And on the defensive side of the ball, I think they found a stud in Peyton Plunkett. What do you think, John?
Ooh, shout out to him. He's winning, what, GLVC Defensive Player of the Week? What a game by him. Definitely helping carry that or the defense for the Hawks. And this is actually his first award that he's received for the redshirt senior. He had 5 tackle performances, recorded 2 tackles for a loss, a forced fumble, quarterback hurry.
He also had a 91-yard fumble recovery.
99-yard
fumble. Oh, 99.
Well, that's where the ball came out. He picked it up at that would have been the 91. The ball came out at 99. Right. They were on the line. He just, for a linebacker, he's pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. He's a speed behind him. And he is a big man. He is a big, strong man. But, yeah, so obviously not the start that football was looking for, but it is a sign, hopefully a sign of things to come. The defense and offense both looked solid, well-rounded.
It's unfortunate, but we got a long season ahead of them, and they're definitely looking good.
Yeah, that's right. We get another game next Saturday against Madonna. Hopefully we get another good crowd like the first one. Looks like the students really showed out in the first game.
Another thing that I noticed is they're playing 9 home games this year.
Nine home games. That is got to be a record. They only got 3 away games, and they're all in conference. So,
right.
Coach Gary Bass did a great job getting some games at
home. Shout out to
Coach
Gary Bass.
Yeah, everyone loves Gary Bass.
Love you, Gary Bass.
Last year, I mean, I think they played 9 away games. They only had
maybe four home games. I'll actually have a look right now.
Very, very kind of quiet year on Quincy's campus for the football team. Normally, you know, it's kind of that 6-6 range where you're halfway, half home. But
sure.
They had 6 at home and 5 away.
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't play at home that much. Maybe we were traveling.
I think you're thinking because they had, like, a stretch where they had 3 away games in a row and then another stretch of 2. So it probably just spaced it out.
Just felt weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost a whole month of that.
That's
a home football game.
Next up, we had a good start for the women's volleyball team. As usual, they are hopefully looking like we got another wagon of a team because last year was easily the greatest team in the university's history.
For sure.
Ryan, you want to give a little background into last year's team?
Last year's team, it was pretty senior heavy for those starting players, and they just started off hot, and they stayed hot the entire year, which was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, we're the men's lacrosse team, one of their biggest supporters. We always show out. We like going there. We like the energy in that stadium. Yeah, last year, I mean, they just, like I said, they came out hot and stayed hot all the way through, and for the first time, they were holding the NCAA regionals here at Quincy University, where unfortunately they lost to UMSL Trojans in their second match. But other than that, they just were pretty flawless the entire year, and I think no matter how you look at it, coming back this year, they're just going to ride that wave and continue to keep playing.
Yeah, they started off the season actually 15-0. They started the season with a win against a Division I school in Western Illinois. They lost a tough one, actually, to unranked UIndy for their first loss of the year. But then they came back and beat, I believe they were number 9 at the time, Lewis University. So, yeah, tough way to end the year last year, but obviously very, very special team. They start the year off 3-1 with a win against Tiffin University, a win against New Mexico Highlands University, Colorado State Pueblo, and then a loss against Texas A&M.
Very heartbreaking loss on that.
Yeah,
up 2-0.
Up 2-0 and lose in the last set. That's always a tough
one. A little reverse sweep action there. But the cool thing is that they're going to host an invitational, which I don't think they did last year, here at Quincy University this coming weekend. John, you're working those games with me and Gage Evans this weekend, correct?
Correct.
So you'll hear some of our voices on the broadcast this weekend, and it should be a good weekend. A couple teams they haven't played before, or at least in the last couple of years, so it'll be cool to see some new faces against the Quincy Hawks.
And going back to the mostly seniors last year, I'm looking now, and they have 1 senior and 2 graduate students. So, very young team.
Very young, but very, very talented team.
Much potential on this team.
Yes. And also a lot of potential for years to come because this team is going to be good this year and next year and the year after because they are...
I don't see them stopping.
They are comprised of mostly the sophomores and freshmen. And so much they talent. Are still extremely cold.
Yes.
Emma Wenberg is one that really shot onto the map last year and figured it out from that outside hitting position. She had a little bit of an injury, it seemed like, in the off season, but she's so far this year, she seems like she's come back and found her groove again and is right back where she left off.
That's good to hear.
John, you got anyone on this team that you think could have a breakout season?
Let me think. To be honest with you, I really don't know names on this team.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, like Ryan was saying, we were men's lacrosse's big support this team. But we were also lost a whole bunch of the guys. Now, however, I didn't get to see many of the younger kids play or younger girls play last year. So I don't know if I can answer that correctly.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I think, personally, I think Alice Pavon is going to have another breakout season. She came on as a freshman, and she's a very, very tall lady. But she's a talented blocker there up the middle.
For sure.
When the setter would come up and she would do that, I don't know what you call it in volleyball, but like the run around and then she just like swings her arm.
Maybe we could just, that's like, well, because of our lack of knowledge, that's a polling guard coming across.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Like
that's the way
exactly.
I would describe
and
it.
And she absolutely puts that ball into the bottom of the floor there. So yeah, I think she's due for a breakout season.
I agree.
Sure. And then the only other sports that have been played is men's and women's soccer, and unfortunately both teams have started out with
men's is 0-3 and women's is 0-2, but showing a lot of promise. The women's team's putting points up on the board, which is always a good sign.
So the women's team started off the year in Grand Rapids, Michigan against Davenport with a 5-0
terrible
loss.
Road trip.
Nothing good happens in Michigan.
Nothing ever happens,
especially at Davenport. So they start the year off with a 5-0 loss, not what you want. But then they come back against Saginaw Valley State, and it's a 4-2 loss. So maybe the defense needs a little help. It's good to see two goals in a game because that's all you can ask for. Second half wasn't great for the Hawks as they give up two. But hopefully they've got a homestand coming up here. They're going to Nebraska this weekend, and then they got – couple home games, so hopefully they can turn that around. As for men's soccer, I believe they are 0-3 with a loss against Western Illinois, which is preseason, and then loss against Parkside at home 5-3. So another game where they're putting up lots of points, but it's looking like that defense could use a little help.
Yeah, and that Northern Michigan game, they only lost 1-0.
And I believe it was on a last-second penalty kick, which
is very unfortunate.
Oh, the worst.
Hate to see it.
And then Purdue Northwestern, they lose 3-1. So
that was the last couple-minute goal by us. And that
well. 88th-minute goal by us to and make it a little bit more respectable.
Conference play is right around the corner.
That's for both both teams. Yeah.
They get right into their seasons.
Yeah.
Like it's quick, and they go.
I kind of like that, honestly, though. Obviously, our conference for lacrosse, it's right at the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah, we play, basically 2 months of non-conference.
Yeah.
We play February and March, basically all non-conference, and then by the end of last week of March, we kind of jump
into
it.
And obviously, there's upsides and downsides to that, because at the start of the year, usually most of your team's healthy. But the downside of that is the sticks usually aren't as tuned in February as they are in April, and the defense isn't as tuned in as it is in April. Same with the offense. So there's pros and cons, yes. Ryan, what would you rather? Would you rather play conference at the beginning or a conference at the end?
Well, like you said, there's pluses and minuses to both. Like, you know, when you're playing in February, for me as a goaltender, it's actually nice playing in February because the ball comes off the sticks a lot slower than it does once you get into April and everything's getting warmed up. And so, like, personally, playing-wise, February is actually better for me. But like you said, you're not as tuned in. You know, you're still trying to get the rust off. You're still trying to figure out how everybody works together. And so I think kind of find that happy medium where, like, March and then early April is kind of your conference games. And then I love what UIndy does is at the end of their season, right before they go into the GLVC playoffs, they always play one or two top-ranked teams to kind of end the year off either, you know, on a high note, or they know what they need to work on because they either beat or lost to a very good lacrosse team.
Yeah, and that's a UIndy team that competes for either a national championship or a GLVC championship every single year. Is an absolute powerhouse. And obviously they got something going on there. So, John, what do you think about the in-conference games? Would you rather it at the beginning, middle, or end?
Well, as we've seen in the past, we've played a conference team in an out-of-conference game. Last year we played Rockhurst twice. We played Rockhurst at, was it the first game of the year, right? First
I
game
believe it was, yeah.
And we came out.
Oh, no, second game, because we played Lake Erie first.
We went Lake Erie, and then 2 days later turned around and played Rockhurst.
In my opinion, might have been the best way to start off a season.
I think
that was electric. Game.
Yeah. Very physical, it gets you right in the mood and you're ready to go out.
But honestly, I think that as a team, that was probably the best game we played all year, which is sad. But
I'm getting there. So that first game, you know, we have new guys on the team that are playing and they're showing up, right? And that was our second D2 ever win?
Yep.
Second D2 win because we beat Wheeling the year before. So, you know, from both, I guess, a coaching standpoint for Rupel and also a athlete standpoint for us, that's a huge game. You know, you start off the season, now you have high hopes. So we go play that second game against Rockhurst, which is an out-of-conference game against a conference team. I know it's a little confusing, but then we lose to them 5-6 in overtime, where we easily could have won that.
Absolute
game.
Heartbreaking.
We're not talking about that. But
no, that was we could have that was a little painful.
That was very painful.
That game was definitely winnable.
But still, we
gave up two goals in the last 5 minutes. We were up five three with five minutes left. It was about 5 minutes left. We gave up two kind of.
And then the
goals.
worst part is that we had the ball in overtime
twice.
And the last
twice.
Yeah.
But you know, you learn from it. Yeah. And
that's a very good lacrosse team over there. Yeah. They're well coached.
They won the conference last year. It just goes to show you like
And I think that helped kind of put us somewhere on the ladder board in the conference because people have always looked at us, you know, the past 3-4 years
as
the
joke.
Worst team.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we come out and take the champions of the GLVC to overtime, which no one knew back then that they were the champions yet, but, you know, we take them to overtime, you know, that says something. And I think we learned from that. And, you know,
I think it set a high standard that we hadn't had before. Like, I think especially you guys weren't here my freshman year, but we went 0-10. I forgot if we played 10 games or just 9. There wasn't a speckle of hope by the last two or three games. And then last year, we started competing, especially out of conference. We started beating a couple teams, and then we got to conference, and we kind of started to compete, but we were still missing a couple pieces, and then all of a sudden last year, we kind of took that next step to like, all right, we're here now. Yeah. We're here to play. We know what it takes. And especially this year, we got 16 seniors. 16 seniors that will be graduating at the end of this year. And, I mean, this is the last.
Last kick at the can, man.
I got 13 games left. That's all I got left. And I don't plan on losing many of those 13 games.
Exactly.
So,
to go back on your point, Ryan, in the second quarter, we gave up a goal with a minute 20 left. In the third quarter, we gave up a goal with a minute 59 left. And then in the fourth quarter, we gave up a goal with a minute 8 left. So that's 3 goals within the last 2 minutes of the quarter, which is absolutely bone-breaking to a defense. But
that's been kind of our last year, especially. I mean, if you go through all of our games, 17 games?
17
games. I think in every single game you will find at least one goal in there where they scored in the last minute of a quarter, of a half, whatever. And that's just something that, like, if we're going to take that next step, we need to be the ones scoring those last minute goals.
100%.
And so back to answering your question, Kate. Yes, I like playing GLVC games at the end of the year.
We kind of got off on a tangent.
It's all right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, Beats, though.
Yes.
You're back this year.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Extremely, extremely excited.
Yeah.
For those
we missed you last year.
Yeah.
In the fall,
I actually ended up tearing my ACL, put me out for the season. I'm gonna give it the old, I tore my ACL. I was out for the full year. As a competitor, it absolutely killed me not to be able to go out on the field with you guys and compete in those games, because I know, like, obviously, like, I want to be one of the guys to help win those one goal games, those overtime games, right? And but this year, I just got cleared. I am so ready to get back at it. I am so excited. And I understand, like, I'm not a stupid person. I understand that this is probably the only chance we're ever going to get to compete for the GLVC title, because losing 16 people is
hurt for sure.
Absolutely, like, ridiculous. And I would say almost all of our starters are going to be seniors next year, so
yeah. We do have a pretty good freshman class this year.
Yeah, absolutely amazing freshman class. And they are those guys have been bringing the fight.
Yeah, love it.
It's going to be a competition in practice this year.
I can really appreciate
it's
that.
Be a good fall.
But anyways, to veer away from Quincy sports, we're going to take a little look into the NFL Week 1 schedule, and Ryan and John are going to give me some picks here. All right, so Thursday nighter, first game of the year, Lions-Chiefs. John, who do you like?
Okay. I'm not going to bring in any hot takes, and I do want to say Lions, so I'm not going to. And my only argument for Lions is that Travis Kelce did just...
Yeah.
He's out for tonight.
And sadly, that was my first overall pick in my fantasy league. I was very, very angry Wednesday morning when I read ESPN and I said, oh, Travis Kelce's not going to play this Thursday. So I'm gonna have to go with Mahomes. I think they'll still.
Yeah.
I think
they'll. It's still also at Arrowhead, so I don't. Yeah. I like that pick. No, Ryan, what do you think?
I'm kind of the same. I would love to pick the Lions. Patrick Mahomes,
right?
In 5 years, he's got like 1,500 yards in Week One games, like 18 touchdowns, and zero pick. You can't pick against him. It's got to go the Chiefs' way.
Simply, that's very true.
I think it's gonna be a close game, though. I think it's gonna be.
I think it'll be closer than people think.
Yeah.
I think it'll be like a 3-point to 7-point game, like somewhere in that range.
I think the Lions are gonna be a little sneaky playoff team this year.
I like that.
Especially
like
after last year.
And that division is absolutely embarrassing. So, anyways, the next game, Panthers at Falcons. John, who do you like?
Panthers.
That is two horrible football teams.
Yeah, that is going to be a brutal game.
I will not be watching that game.
The Falcons just got a quarterback or what?
They got Desmond Ritter.
Desmond
They got Bijan Robinson, though.
They're going to have to lean on him until he gets hurt, unfortunately. Like, it's going to be run the ball 25 times a game.
Carolina Panthers. Until
something happens.
If you lose,
very angry.
Sell your football team. I'm sorry.
Well, but, their quarterback is, isn't it? Is it Baker Mayfield?
No, it's Bryce Young. Bryce Young. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Baker's gone. Dog. What am I talking about?
Bryce Young's going to probably throw for 225 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. It's going to be a very mediocre, but, like, everybody is going to be like, all
right,
he's kind of here. Yeah.
Right.
It's a great game to break him into.
Kind of like that.
I think so, yeah.
He's almost, like, in the same situation. Okay, this might sound dumb, but as Justin Fields was, you know, if you think about it. I mean, Justin Fields is on the Bears, and they, you know.
They're the Bears. I think they're going to be a little bit better this year. I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but having a working receiver is going to help Justin Fields a lot.
Justin Fields just needs to, like, find the balance between using your legs and using your arm.
Yeah.
And I think last year he got so, like, in his own head because he was getting hit so much.
Yeah,
like,
well, that O-line was embarrassing.
Terrible. But if he can find that happy medium between running every single play and passing – I think they're going to find a lot
of
success.
Yeah, he's got to find that Lamar Jackson, like Mike Vick.
Got to trust the wide receivers this year a little bit.
All right, next game, Texans-Ravens. Ryan, who do you like?
Well,
it's got to be the Ravens,
right? It has to be the Ravens.
Like, the Texans.
Go ahead, say it, Riggs. Go ahead.
He wants to say the Texans. You guys can't see the look on his face right now, but he wants to say the Texans.
Say it.
And I think I'm going to call him a crazed man if he picks the Texans.
That was like my one pick because I've always liked the Texans for some odd reason.
Yeah, that's a horrible team to like.
I know.
Yeah,
but like that Davis Ducky Mills at quarterback though.
Schaub was that dude.
He was that dude. No, it's going to be it's going to be the Ravens, but like
unfortunately other choice, but
you know, I genuinely, and this is my hot take of the season for NFL.
Oh my God.
Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be the wide receiver one on that team by the end of the year. By the end of the year.
Maybe on the team.
Lamar Jackson to OBJ for the touchdown, for the win. You'll hear that about
five
times.
Could you imagine hearing that statement in 2018 as a Ravens fan?
No,
I've been crazy. People would have lost their minds.
Next game, Bengals at Browns. Don't forget. The Browns got Deshaun.
Deshaun Watson's not doing it.
I don't think Deshaun Watson's good. I don't think he's ever.
However, is
good.
Joe Burrow still questionable?
No, he's a go. He's 100% a go.
It's give me the Bengals.
Yeah, I gotta be the Bengals.
Yeah, I think that's like a 42-31 game.
Yeah,
I think it'll be.
It's gonna
be
high scoring. All right, yeah. Jags at Colts.
Oh,
what do you think? What do you get? Hold on, John? What do you think about Anthony Richardson?
Running back.
Thank you.
Well, they said that about Lamar though.
I honestly couldn't tell you who's
going to win this
game.
You're not sold on him?
But I think, well, he's actually on my fantasy team on one of them, one of the two. But, I'm going to have to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I like the Jags, too. Yeah,
Jags
like
are going to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, back like in 2017?
That's a hot.
But they don't have those.
They just need Jalen Ramsey and, like, the best defense in the 2010s.
Yeah, and they don't have the disgusting helmets anymore.
Yeah.
Do you remember those? Those two colors?
Yeah, those were horrible.
Trevor Lawrence, gross.
Baby. Oh, yeah, T-Law's him. T-Law's
also,
him. T-Law's him. Yeah.
Blake Bortles was that dude
back
in the day.
He was.
I miss that guy.
Yeah.
Buccaneers at Vikings. This is an interesting game. This is who Baker's starting for.
Yeah,
right.
Baker's
starting
for.
Yeah, okay, never mind. It's not interesting. The Bucs are not winning.
No, there's no shot.
It's the Vikings.
Do they have Chris Godwin?
Well, Mike Evans just said he wants to be traded.
Right.
I would want to be traded if Baker
Mayfield
was my quarterback.
No, that's true. I mean, this isn't Oklahoma anymore.
But they do
Baker.
Have Kyle Trask. I could see Kyle kind of taking over the reins here in a couple weeks.
I don't know. Maybe in a couple weeks.
Yeah, but not
week
one
saying
against the Minnesota Vikings.
It's not a good. Also, I can't wait for Vikings fans to say we're winning the Super Bowl and get bounced in the wild card round for the 1,800th year in a row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am very excited for that. We have a lot of Minnesota guys on our team, and they have the biggest false hope when it comes to the Vikings, and I think it's the funniest thing ever.
It's pretty close with the Chicago guys on our team, too. Like, those two kind of race for that.
Yeah, Vikings and Bears fans are pretty delusional, in my opinion. All right, Titans at Saints. This is kind of a weird matchup.
Yeah, it is.
Who's starting for the Saints now?
For the Saints?
Yeah.
It's Derek Carr. Derek Carr's looking amazing. I'm going the Saints. The Saints are my sleeper pick. They're going... Probably 12-win season this year.
Wow.
Why do I know?
Derek Carr's good.
Who is playing?
Tannehill?
Is it Tannehill
no,
still?
No, it ain't Tannehill.
It's not? Is it, what's his name?
Who is it?
Oh, he played at Liberty. Malik Willis?
Yep.
Is that who's starting?
I believe so.
Give me the Saints.
Yeah, give me the Saints.
I think Derek Carr's kind of a sleeper for the MVP this year, too.
Wow.
The guy can throw the ball. He didn't
take.
Have receivers.
That's
or
a good
an
take.
O-line.
Yeah.
Or a coach.
Well, that one year that they made the playoffs, like when that like super famous clip went out of him, like telling him to call the timeout.
Yeah.
If they would have tied the Chargers, they both make the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I miss that Derek Carr. Anyways, 49ers at Steelers. I don't even think this is a game.
What do you mean by that? Come on.
I don't know.
You got to explain that to me.
I am absolutely not sold on his Steelers quarterback.
Oh my gosh. Go kick rocks.
No, I don't like Kenny.
You guys have
Kenny.
To remember that the Steelers is Riggs'
favorite. No, it's not as Gage.
Oh, it's Gage.
Okay. I'm kind of I've been to a game now, so technically I've been
you
there.
You have to cheer for them now?
Kind of. Like,
I went to a Bears game.
He's a Seahawks fan originally?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, duh, he's from Washington.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Seahawks, I've always followed the Steelers. That's kind of like one of those things where it's like, I feel like if you live on the West Coast, you follow your West Coast team, and then you also follow the Steelers.
Weird. That's just,
like, it's
okay.
Weird.
Whatever. Next question.
No, I'm
what's
I'm,
your pick, Ryan?
Oh, I think Brock Purdy's going to come out and ball out. I think with
wait, who's Kenny Pickett play for?
The Steelers.
Oh. Brock Purdy's the dude who like came in as the fourth string for the 49ers. They traded Trey Lance.
I think both quarterbacks
are throwing for 300 yards.
I think it's going to be a really good game.
Like, I think it's going to be a very good game. I do think the 49ers will pull it out because I just think their defense is overall better than the Steelers right now. And Steelers have a linebacker issue. Like, their linebackers are very questionable. Bring back
James Harrison.
Yeah, we don't know if that linebacker core for the Steelers is going to be what it has been in the past. So I got to go to the 49ers.
All right, next up to the most boring game in NFL history, the Arizona Cardinals at the Washington Commanders.
Nobody wins.
Commanders. 3-0.
As soon as this game is on, I'm switching it. 3-0.
NFL Sunday ticket. Do not put this on your broadcast.
John, you like the Commanders?
Yeah.
All right, Ryan?
I'm going Commanders.
Nobody wins.
Nobody.
Nobody wins.
It ends 0-0.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Wow, what a start to the season for the Packers and the Bears. This game is going to be absolutely bananas in Soldier Field.
Give me Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears.
All right. I think this is like, what? Don't they have like a six-year losing streak against this?
I believe so.
Something like that. Something crazy, but...
No.
You like John?
I like the Bears.
John, you like the Bears? Ryan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen Jordan Love play. Yeah. That's kind of like the Trey Lance issue where it's like
I agree.
He could be really good. We haven't seen him play. We haven't seen him get substantial minutes. This game, I can't take a pick.
It's too big of a game for Jordan Love.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's an absolutely crazy game to start your season off.
I mean, think about it this way. If Jordan Love comes out and plays good, even if his team loses, he comes out and plays good. People will call him. Like, he was the guy behind Aaron Rodgers, learned from Aaron Rodgers, and now is taking Aaron Rodgers' spot.
I think this game is going to end like 13-10.
Yeah, probably.
All Bears-Packers games end.
It's low scoring.
Low scoring.
Again, it's first week, too. The first four weeks, it's always defensive heavy for the most part.
Yes. Agreed. Yeah. All right, next game. Las Vegas Raiders against my Denver Broncos. And I don't know about you guys, but I cannot get a read on this team. I can't tell if they are going to win 13 games or if they are going to win 3 again.
I can tell you it's not 13.
I don't know, man. Like, obviously, like, their receiving core is beat up. They always have a good defense. They have probably the best coach in the last – well, no, top three coach in the last 15 years.
How do you feel that he cut off the media, the local media?
To be honest, like, that team's a tire fire. Yeah. I had so much hope going into last year. And then it just, Russell threw it all out the window. Like,
Russell's going to get the first 3 weeks, and if he doesn't do anything,
Jared Stidham is kind of cold.
Played really well last year in his last 4 weeks.
I love that dude.
Such a biased opinion.
No, what do you mean?
Because you're a Broncos fan.
Jared Stidham
just came over.
Dude, he was with Oakland last year, and he put up 41 points in a regular season game. Or a preseason game, sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
They also have Ben DiNucci on the team. Yeah.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, that's my favorite team. It's the Seattle Dragons from the XFL. DiNucci. Yeah, yeah, Ben DiNucci.
All right, Ryan, you got a pick for that game, Raiders-Broncos?
I want to see Seattle guy. I want to see Russ succeed. Right. I want to see him.
I honestly have no idea, but I'll be different, and I'll go Raiders.
Who's even the quarterback for the Raiders?
That's a great question.
It's probably someone who's played on 30 teams, so it's Jameis Winston. He's coming back.
The Crab Lake Steelers back.
Who is it? You looking it up, John?
I'm looking.
All right, give us a second.
It's Jimmy G.
Oh, Jimmy G. All right.
I feel so much better about it.
No. Like, I can't throw a football right now.
I love Jimmy G.
Brian Hoyer's probably a better option right now for him.
He's definitely starting here.
All right, anyways.
Get Tom Brady out of retirement. Instead of coaching him, go put him back in.
I got to cheer for my Broncos in that game.
That's fair.
All right. All right, Dolphins-Chargers, great game.
Chargers.
Great matchup. John, you say Chargers off the rip. Why?
Yeah. I love that team. But, like,
Justin Herbert is sick.
Justin Herbert is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they'll actually, like, make a push in the playoffs this year, too.
All right. I like that. I don't know. I think that game against Jacksonville in the playoffs got to be a wake-up call. Like, that was painful to watch. Right. So, I like the Chargers in this game, too. Ryan, what do you think?
I don't know. I've never been bought into it. It's a toss-up. I've never been bought into Tua, even going back to college football. Yeah. I'm actually more of a college football fan. Like, you know, you talk about your, like, statistics and stuff. Yeah. You can do it with baseball.
Yeah.
That's me with college football. And so I watched him all the way through college. I was never a huge fan of him. Like, I think he plays really well. I think he's a good quarterback. I just never bought into the hype.
It is still a dream that guy's alive.
I know.
By the way, can we talk about that? That was absolutely ridiculous. The fact that he got cleared to go back and play.
And then got killed.
Again.
His eyes were, like, rolled back. And
dude, he, like, terrible. Died three separate times just last year. That was ridiculous. Anyways, I like the Chargers.
Yeah, I think Chargers. Right.
Chargers.
I think Herbert has a kind of a comeback year. Last year he had a little bit of a down year. I think he figures it out here.
Had a little slump, but oh well. Eagles-Patriots.
Eagles.
I don't think this game is close. Eagles. It's got to be the Eagles.
Eagles by 20.
I'm an Eagles fan.
At least.
Yeah. All right. Fire me up. Ryan, Rams at Seahawks.
That's another one.
12th man will be in attendance.
It will be. Here's my thing. I am going to be an LA fan in about 5 weeks when Stetson Bennett takes the helm of
that
offense.
Didn't he get cut?
No, he didn't. Mm-mm. He's their second guy in command.
Mm-hmm.
He was balling out in the preseason. No, here's the thing. Matthew Stafford is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And he's going to have bad. And he should have retired last year. That's just my opinion.
I read a ranking on NFL quarterbacks, and they had him at number 10. I was like, are you kidding me?
He used to be. He used to be.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
I
100%.
Have the whole respect for him. I loved watching Matthew Stafford play. I mean, he got the bottom barrel with going to Detroit, and he didn't complain at all.
No, he made the most of it.
Exactly.
He was a dog, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback anymore. No.
Because he's in the game, I think that offense is going to be very stagnant. I think that defense is terrible. I think Seattle is going to just have the upper hand. I don't know.
Do you think Geno has another good year in him?
I think he has an okay year. Yeah. I think he's going to, like last year, he outperformed what people said he was going to do. So people were like, he's really good. I think he played very average, maybe above average.
I think the part of it was that he was, like, supposed to, like, not do a thing all
year. We were supposed to go 1-15 and get the first round or the first overall
pick.
First
and
we didn't.
Fifth pick from the Broncos.
Yeah.
Not happy about that.
Yeah, that's rough for you. But I think it goes to Seattle.
Yeah.
Goes
Don,
Seattle,
what
man.
Do you think?
You know, I dislike the Rams. I grew up in St. Louis.
Yeah. That's soft spot.
They
left
us.
Yeah.
After they won a championship here.
big Rams hater over here.
But shout out to Kyren Williams, Vianney grad. That's an alum with me.
Backup running back. I think he's going to have a good year.
I hope he has a breakout year. I really do. He's really good.
Rush for like 600, 700 yards.
Yeah, he works hard. But, I mean, that's the only reason I'll watch those games. Is
valid.
But, I know I'm going to have to go Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks as well in that game. All right. America's team versus the New York Giants.
Giants.
Wow. That was quick. John? I have never been a Dak Prescott fan.
No, he's
I'm
terrible.
Going Giants.
Yes, thank you.
Giants. Well.
And I don't like Cowboys fans. They're delusional. Next up, the Monday Nighter. Bills and probably the most interesting team in NFL football this year. The New York Jets. Bills. Monday Nighter.
Bills, but I hope Aaron Rodgers proves me wrong.
I don't know, man. I think the Jets might be legit.
I don't know. Do we know? Is Breece Hall playing yet? Is he clear to go?
I'm not sure.
If he's clear to go, I'm going Jets because he's an outstanding running back.
Their defense is, like, sneaky good.
Really
good. Their secondary is, like, disgusting.
Really good.
Yeah.
No,
I
think Breece Hall plays. Their offense is going to be unstoppable. I think they kind of run away with the game. If he's not playing...
The Bills are still going to win 12 games this year regardless.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're good. Like, they're still going to challenge in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Jets are a team that can either... It's like the Broncos last year. They had so much upside but so much downside.
Yeah.
They're a team that could go 11, 12 wins, or they're a team that could win 4 games. So
they got to stop looking at the scoreboard after they lose. They just need to
walk
her back in the locker room.
I agree. All right. And finally, the segment you've all been waiting for. The three of us are going to give our most realistic what's the word I'm looking for here?
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories. Ryan, do you have one off the top of your head that you think this conspiracy Ryan thinks is true?
I was trying to think back. I had one. I was actually over the summer. I was kind of reading into a couple, and there's a few that I thought were pretty you know healthy. But I don't know. I always got to go back to like there's always something controlling you. Like I think we're just little dots, and somebody's up there pressing buttons
cool.
to see what's happening to us.
Like we're in a video game type of thing.
The craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
I there's one. If we ever do this again, I'll actually go back because there's one I know I believe more, and I don't know why I can't think of it right now. But right now, that's the one we're gonna go with for today.
All right, John.
Me, I was gonna ask you to go first.
Oh, okay, I can go first.
Yeah, you go first.
All right, hot take. The JFK assassination was funny. Not funny. That's the wrong word. It was funny. I meant to say funky.
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 No, I don't think it was fake.
What do you mean by funky?
I think it was an inside job.
Funky.
I don't know.
Why?
It just seems so weird.
You're not even American.
I know.
Why do you care?
I know. I'm not. Just everything about the situation is so weird. It is not like it was in the 1920s. We were in the 1980s, right? Oh no. Yeah. Am I wrong here? When was he killed?
80s, right?
Yeah. I think it was 80s. Anyways, this is not the Stone Age. People were not so stupid to let the president walk out in cold blood driving down a road.
Never mind. This is 63.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. We need to go back to history.
We got
to
go back to history class. It's been a while.
Anyways, I still think it was weird. I think, like, the trajectory of, like, the bullet that hit him, how far of a shot it was, the moving car, I don't know.
Have you seen American Sniper? Possible.
Possible. But it was not American Sniper that did it. All right, Ryan, you seems like you wanted to say something.
Though. No, I did figure out mine, so we're gonna scratch my first one.
Okay,
it's aliens are real.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. Like,
how did you forget that?
No.
They announce it.
It's the reason I think, like, it's the fact that I believe that they've always been around. They've always known we've been here. And they just come to check up on us.
Damn.
We're screwing things up. Like right now, because like the nuclear, like they're coming down, like we're seeing them more because they're coming down. Like these idiots are going to ruin our atmosphere. And I think that aliens actually were like us. And they just, before they blew themselves up, they were able to.
Interesting.
To evolve and
become
like
aliens. Like, what if you like put two down. Like. Put your two theories together, and it's like aliens are the one controlling us.
Oh, now we're getting... Yeah, we can't go that far. Our brain's going to start hurting.
We're going to be down a rabbit hole that we can't get out of.
No. All
right, John, we're going to hear yours.
John, let's go for yours
to
end off the show.
Some people say, you know, they talk about 9/11. Was it real? Was it fake? I'm not going to get into that because, one, it's political. Two, I was not even alive. So I should not even have an opinion. You know, I'm not a big fan of the whole conspiracy theory thing, but I'm going to be basic, but a lot of people are going to say moon landing was fake. I think it was real.
All right, so you're not on the conspiracy.
I'm not on the conspiracy. I'm going against.
You're on the real
side. John, what do you think about, like, the whole idea that a bunch of these famous rappers aren't actually dead and they're just, like, living in Cuba?
I think that's fine. Have you ever seen the TV show called Inside Job?
No.
Okay, go watch it because they like tap into that a little bit.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's
an animated TV show, so it's like kind of fake, but
like who are some there's been like about Biggie Smalls and like Tupac.
Tupac's the big one.
Rewind real quick.
Okay.
Now, conspiracy theory that I do agree with, and I even follow, they have a whole social media thing. Birds aren't real. Birds are not real. They are drones, people.
Thank you.
They are drones.
Somebody understand.
They are drones.
That is ridiculous.
John F. Kennedy started this in his presidency.
That is ridiculous.
No, they are drones. Next time you see a bird just flying at the same, it's not even flying. It's just like
just
looks
hovering.
Like it's flying. It's hovering in the air.
It's called physics, my boy.
No.
Yes.
It's literally impossible unless it's a hummingbird. I've only ever seen a hummingbird do that.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
And he just breaks the camera because he just do with his head on the...
John ends it off with an extremely hot take saying birds aren't real. You heard it here first, folks. Right. John Jennings does not think birds are real.
I don't.
Hopefully this doesn't get out. Otherwise, yeah, you're gonna be in a lot of heat.
It's whatever.
Anyways, thank you again for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast at Quincy University. We're a part of the QU Media Podcast Network, and you can find us at qumedia.net. I'm your host, Cade, joined by John and Ryan, and always remember, it's a great day to be a Hawk.
Yes, sir.